Are the Philippines giving away the farm just to keep the peace? Teachers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo celebrate ministry knowing they're not alone anymore. And bet you can't guess what a community transformation center does. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The president of the Philippines signed a draft bill this week that gives Muslims in the South autonomy. AMG International's Bill Passons explains.
This is a proposal that the president has submitted to the Congress that would give them a level of autonomy that has been expanded from previous levels. This would expand the authority and the power of that ruling group there.
See, it's the linchpin of a peace deal signed in March to still the country's largest Muslim extremist group after almost 40 years of war. But handing over a funded Sharia state?
There's many people in the Philippines raising up the voice of, you know, it seems like we're establishing a second state in the Philippines. So it does sometimes make you kind of scratch your head and say, where is this all going?
AMG has work in this five-province zone. It's not a done deal yet, so ask God to intervene.
We do some compassion ministries because we have a holistic approach to ministry. And some of the areas where we actually exercise compassion, evangelism goes with that. Well, that can obviously change drastically depending on the level of Sharia law that's enacted.
Next, it's been 150 days since those kidnapped schoolgirls in Nigeria last saw their families. But now, there might be a trade in the works to bring at least 30 of them back home. You'll find the full details at our website. Meanwhile, Open Doors USA has been in contact with the kidnapped girls' family members. Remember, many of the girls are Christians, and their families are clinging to the Lord for strength. Keep praying for the schoolgirls' safety and that they're safely returned home. You're listening to Mission Network News. When you hear that fewer teenagers are getting pregnant in the U.S., your mind probably doesn't jump to the Great Commission. But Bethany Christian Services President Bill Blackwire says there is a connection.
When we teach biblical principles and what God has laid out for marriage and relationships between members of the opposite sex, to me, that's a great way of carrying out the Great Commission by discipling people.
See, there's this inherent awkwardness about sex education, but Blackwire says the church can't ignore the topic. Visit us online for the conversation starters.
In talking with teenagers, they really feel there is pressure for them to engage in sexual activity prior to marriage. The church can have a strong voice to say, here is what's really best for you, and here's what pleases God.
Meanwhile, have you ever worked at something only to feel unappreciated and alone? Every Child Ministries held a leadership training reunion in the Democratic Republic of the Congo after 23 years of work. 55 leaders attended, suddenly realizing they weren't by themselves in this ministry after all. Lorella Rouster of ECM says that realization will help them persevere.
We really believe this is important for the spread of the gospel, because as we encourage and strengthen leaders, they not only will lead more people to Jesus, but they'll train other teachers who will be giving out the gospel regularly.
Praise God for the passion of his people in the Congo, and here's how you can pray.
Be praying that as these trainers go back, their enthusiasm will not diminish, and praying that the Holy Spirit would continue to encourage them and to strengthen all of God's workers who might feel alone.
And you may have realized a lot of ministries, Christian or not, focus on community development. Orphan's Heart is hoping that with the power of the gospel, their community transformation center in the Dominican Republic will not only benefit the community, but also radically change lives. One of their teams has been hard at work all week, continuing the progress that teams had made all summer on 45 homes and the center. Ask God to bless this project as they finish up the details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through a unique story-based oral communication style. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.